Good morning, and welcome to another edition of The Morning Show. Thursday morning, the first Thursday in August. And I'm in the studio with Carrie Logan, who's not replacing, but...
Subbing
for Jack, who is still short-term on holiday. Short-term sub. And we're also joined by Tone Lund, who is the executive director of the POAC.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Dinah Wall, board chair.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good to have both of you here. And we're going to be talking with them about the Saturday and Sunday, the Arts and Crafts Fair taking over the streets of Sandpoint, Idaho. But let's do weather a little bit, you know, that we've all been experiencing. I can't believe today that right now it's 50 degrees and they say the high is going to be 91.
Yeah.
What a switch. I mean, my gosh, what do you wear?
Well, 40 degrees. Yeah, well, yeah. What's a person to wear?
40 degrees. It's a layer day.
It's a layer day. Yes. Sure.
Exactly. Well, right now it is 50 degrees, and today, widespread haze before noon. Widespread. What does that mean?
It's everywhere.
Okay, then just why not say haze before noon? Okay. As opposed to patchy. Sometimes they do patchy.
I guess so. True that.
And areas of smoke, sunny with a high near 91. And tonight, widespread haze again. Mostly clear with a low around 54. And then I'm just looking at the days ahead. Sunny with a high near 93 tomorrow. Whoa. Saturday, sunny, high near 90. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87. Monday, high near 87. No rain in the forecast. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
it's going to be toasty for the Arts and Crafts Fair.
That's right. I mean, I guess it's better than being rainy, but still.
That is true. And and how about shade? Shade would be good. Will shade be provided?
Around some buildings.
Yes. You can always duck into people's booths and experience shade while viewing their artwork.
Well, August is upon us. Where did June, may I ask, where did June and July go?
Wow. I don't know.
It's been a fast summer, that's for sure. It has just
Don't you think time accelerates the older you get?
Oh, that is just, it's 100% true.
Yeah.
I find that
There's
to be
some
true.
Scientific explanation for it, but I don't remember.
I'd like
Dr.
To
Leedy
know.
Told me that years ago, and it made sense at the time, but I can't repeat it.
That's because we're getting old. I can't remember.
All I can remember was being in high school, and it would let out at 3 o'clock, and like 3 minutes to three would take forever. because the clocks didn't have a second hand. They only had, you know,
that's correct.
Click.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting there. I thought that window there, time just went, you know. Yeah. And now here I am going, where did June and July go?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are we doing this summer? Are we enjoying it? You know, a lot of sadness over the weekend down in Spokane.
Yes. Yeah, oh, horrible. My gosh. Yeah. I kind of experienced it a bit personally because my daughter and her husband got evacuated. And luckily, their home is standing. They went up to his folks in Colbert. They almost got evacuated from that other fire. But only like 2 blocks away. It's like devastation. It's terrible. It really is. It's just so, so sad. But the only good thing in those kind of occasions is that you see a community come together.
There's been so much good
support for people. But and I guess it's just, I hope all of our insurance rates don't go up now.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's a whole nother session.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a whole nother session. Right. Absolutely correct.
But there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Including this weekend.
Yes.
What number is it?
What year is it?
54th.
Yes. Wow.
54th. I mean, POAC, Pondere Arts Council, for those of you who don't know that acronym.
Okay, wait. 54 minus 26, 25. What, 1972 it started?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm doing higher math here with my fingers.
You're doing better than me.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you, Tone, and you, Dino, and tell us all about the Arts and Crafts Fair. Where, time, days, All the good things.
Well, Friday is the day that everybody checks in. So we've got all the signs up on the street reminding people not to park there after 5 p.m. on Friday.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, no, not another parking thing.
You won't be charged. You'll be towed.
We were a little nervous yesterday hanging up the signs.
Yeah, so basically it's on 2nd Avenue and also Main, right?
Yeah.
And for those two blocks in either direction.
Yep.
So you have to get out of there by
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
They'll start towing at 5.
Mm-hmm. And all the vendors come in.
Do they tow anybody?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But usually people are pretty good about getting there, and we work really hard to track the people down too.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we don't want people to get towed.
Yeah, but we have 115 artist booths coming in, and that'll be Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, it starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 4 p.m. So we have 115 booths. We have a lot of activities for kids. Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust is going to have a kids' booth over by the fountain.
Face painting?
I don't think there's any face painting, but we do have glitter tattoos.
Oh. I love glitter tattoos.
And hair shimmers.
Right. And they do folk art kind of projects.
Yes. Wait, what's a hair shimmer?
Ooh, hair shimmer. You could get them in your beard.
Yeah.
Oh. They look really good, actually.
Sparkly threads.
What do they do?
They're just in there and they make your hair glow.
How do they make them stick?
They tie them on.
Whoa.
They stay for months.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Okay. Hair shimmers.
Yes. Hair shimmers.
Beard shimmers. I'm all for
beard
that.
Beard shimmers, yeah.
My husband's done beard shimmers a few times.
Tom's husband did them.
For 4th of July.
And he's still trying to get them out.
Right. And there's food, too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
Azars.
That.
Azars. Oh, my God. I live every year for those gyros. People talk about those. They're just, when is he coming back? He used to have a Greek restaurant in Spokane, but now he just has the food truck. And his food is fantastic. And, of course, our local pride, Jupiter Jane, is also there with her big bus and lots of yummy stuff. So there's food. There's, there's also... there's one booth that has gourmet kettle corn.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
and
that.
And hydration, you can, mm-hmm. water available.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be necessary. We have volunteers going around with water, so people can get water down there.
Yeah, there's music.
The Music Conservatory is going to do some music, and then we just have people that pop up and start playing for no reason.
Yeah,
which we love.
It's great.
It's going to be a busy, weekend, when I think... I was going to say stop and think, but that's multitasking, and I don't want to. So when I think that with the farmer's market is going on Saturday, mm-hmm. yeah. and so there's going to be a lot of activity downtown.
Yeah.
And what time does the Arts and Crafts Fair actually open? When do vendors start?
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
They'll be setting up all Friday night, and some on Saturday, on Friday or Saturday morning, too.
Mm-hmm. And 9 till?
9 to 5.
On both days?
9 to 4 on Sunday, 9 to 5 on Saturday.
Yeah. And there's so much amazing art. I mean,
I was going to ask you, can you talk about the different kinds of booths and the different kinds of crafts and things like that?
We have lots of jewelry. We have potters. We have photographers, painters, fiber arts. There's just so many.
Home goods, things like that.
Yeah. Honey, soaps.
Yeah.
So what would be the geographic range of your clients or your booths?
Participants.
Well, there is a circuit, definitely, an arts and crafts fair circuit. So these people, a lot of them will just move along to different arts and crafts fair. So a lot of them know each other, because they all travel the same circuit every summer.
They're from all over the Northwest.
Yeah, we have them as far as Arizona that come up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do vendors make their living doing this?
I think mostly they do. Yeah.
They don't have a standing store or anything like that.
I don't think a lot of them do have a brick and mortar. I think a lot of them just do this. And this is like kind of make the hay when the sun shines in the summertime. And then they do other things in the winter,
But, yeah. My daughter has a booth there. And she lives in Chehalis. And she does just arts and crafts fairs and things like that all the time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how many years have you been downtown now?
Oh, not, Jesus, got to be 10.
Oh, yeah,
ten.
Right,
I think it's
right.
got to be about 10, yeah.
About 10,
yeah.
Because it used to be, of course, many longtime locals, right. you guys know that it used to be down at the beach.
Right. City
and
beach.
We couldn't have it down there anymore. And, you know, at first, everyone, including POAC, was up in arms about it. But we've embraced it because, you know, it's a little more accessible for people.
I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. so yeah. if you had your druthers, would you still be at the beach or would you be downtown?
I like being downtown.
I think downtown.
I think it's more accessible, definitely for people in wheelchairs. It was hard for them to get up on the grass.
Right. And, mm-hmm. True.
Mm-hmm. All that. You know. And we have room for more vendors, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have more vendors than we ever did down at the beach, you know.
And when it's a blustery day, you aren't as likely to have your tents blowing away downtown as you
exactly.
are at the beach.
Exactly. Yeah.
So buildings help that.
Let's pick up with kerosene. How many years, when did you make the jump over to the streets here?
I think it's been around 10 years.
About 10
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
I want to say
yeah,
so. Yeah.
After I left office and
okay.
there was a city administrator, and that's when it happened.
That's what
yeah.
happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has the Arts and Crafts Fair changed much over the years? I mean, it's a learning experience. We did this last year and it didn't work. That sort of thing, like location and where
it's
you put
pretty
the.
Pretty dialed.
Is it pretty mm-hmm. dialed
yeah.
in?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Claire does a great job.
Yes, Claire.
Let's give a
shout out to Claire. Claire yeah. Lutz. She is our arts coordinator at POAC, and this is really her baby, her biggest project of the year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she focuses mostly on visual arts, but this event she puts a lot of effort into it and does a beautiful job. And I just have to say that one thing I think that's changed is that the diversity of the booths. I think that
yeah.
we've broadened. You know, like we even have a couple of food booths, but they have to be, if they're a food booth or like a home goods booth, it has to be all handmade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if it's lotions, it has to be things that person has crafted and made, and maybe they've grown their own botanicals or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we
mm-hmm.
make sure that, you know, and we also don't have any logo wear or anything like that. We don't allow anything that's trademarked. It has to all be original artwork that is done. Well,
so you don't want to
talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, Tone, you can talk about some of the people that we haven't.
Through our jury process, when we applications go out in January,
okay.
and so we go through all the photos and everything mm-hmm. and look mm-hmm. at everybody's stuff. And yeah, if there's anything that looks like it hasn't been made by them, I mean, there's a lot of research that Claire has to do on some of these people because they're quite sneaky about. Mm-hmm. About whether or not this is actually made by them, mm-hmm. you know, instead of purchased overseas.
Can you take a guess? What percentage are local artists, local?
Like Bonner County?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder. If Claire was here, but she's busy working. She's at the.
Darn that Claire.
I'd
say probably 25%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you'll see most of your favorite local artists, you know, there, like Randy Wilhelm is always there. Mary Gail Young is always there. You know, so a lot of artists that that you know mm-hmm. and love will be there.
Is there ice cream?
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
We haven't had ice cream since the Panda stopped doing
ice cream. That's right, Jim. You used to do ice cream for the Panda there. But, I guess people could always go down to one of our local ice cream vendors.
Yeah,
but, you know, at least. And people do walk around town. It brings, you know, the Arts and Crafts Fair, I think, really enhances business downtown, too.
Absolutely.
Because not only will people walk around, they'll go have lunch maybe somewhere if they don't mm-hmm. go to, you know, our lunch, our food vendors. Or, you know, they'll go and shop in other shops. So I think it just brings a lot of attention to downtown.
And plus the festival's this weekend, so there's even more people in town.
It's hopping.
That's
right.
true.
So that should be a good year for our vendors.
Oh, yeah. It really should be. It should be. That's true. People can come and, you know, art by day, music by night.
Okay. And mentioning the Panada, I have gotten word, will be open for restroom usage, and there might be tours.
Oh.
So that's always a good thing. I don't know about you guys, but... restroom locations are crucial.
Oh, that's
know?
Very
yeah.
true.
You know, I mean, knowing...
And they're still free.
Unlike parking.
You can park yourself on a toilet for free.
Well, and we do have, you know, porta potties. That's part of what we do provide that near the U.S. Bank parking lot there, because that's kind of right in the middle of the Arts and Crafts Fair. But
there's some over by POAC.
Oh, yeah, too, that's true.
In the alley there.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So we do have some porta potties strategically placed. But yeah, but I think that's wonderful that the Panada is opening their doors. And mm-hmm, I think the more people you get in that building, the more support they're going to get. And that's a good thing.
If you spread the word around. Tone, you mentioned that 115 booths, yeah, and you said there's room for more. When would you plateau out?
120.
Okay.
Yeah, but we did have a few cancellations because of smoke and because of the fires in Spokane. So,
right.
Yeah. There have been vendors that have lost their homes over there. Oh. So
9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday.
Yes.
And
it's free you're open to the public. Come on down.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to admit, it's a great way to see friends.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, look, there's mm-hmm, so-and-so. I haven't seen them since.
Just like the market.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Uh-huh. It's incredible how
it is. A social opportunity.
In a small town like this.
And the POAC Gallery, we should mention, is also open during the Arts and Crafts Fair. And, you know, we really love our space there on 2nd Avenue right across from Jalapeno's. Yeah.
Okay. I love your space. Yes. It's such a neat gallery.
Yeah. We have a great gallery in there. And our show that's going to be going up this week will feature a lot of the artists that will be on the Artist Studio Tour, which we can talk about too. But, you know, people can come on in and check that out. And that's also where we have our adult art classes too.
Yeah. Yeah. So all the art that's going up is from our Artist Studio Tour, which is on Labor Day weekend. And let's see, we have 14 artists. So they'll each have pieces in the gallery. You can come check them out and then figure out where you want to go. You can pick up a map.
And the dates are?
The dates for the Artist Studio Tour are September 4th through the 6th. And that also goes from 9 to 5 p.m. or 10 to 5.
And that's all over Bonner County, from Hope all the way down to Sagal. And
Yeah.
First full weekend in September.
Yes, mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. And that's a lot of fun. And you can, you know, the thing is there's no prescribed way to do it. Some people want to go to every single thing. Some people maybe go, okay, let's go to three today. And then they you know, and kind of divide it up. And some people just pick a few and go to there. And you can see the artists in their milieu.
Well, the fascinating thing about that is that when you go into the POAC Gallery, you see the completed work. Mm-hmm. You don't see behind the scenes everything that went in to get that, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's
there.
Fun to see that.
And to see an artist and how he or she works. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So, so if you're, you know, you can stop in too and talk about a place to get shade and cool. Come
exactly.
Come on into the gallery and we'll have a couple of board members there hanging out and talking to people about what's going on with POAC and the art classes and all that.
Yeah, and if you haven't done Art Walk yet, that still goes through August 31st too, before that all comes down.
Yeah.
And a shout out to all the businesses that support the artists.
Yeah, we've got
artists.
25.
Yeah,
25 businesses have artwork up in their places this year, and that's really great.
Yeah.
We've got classes coming
up? We do. I mean, I have to say one of the things that I think POAC has done so well in the past 5 years is getting the affordable adult art classes going. And, I mean, there's just such a amazing variety, and I'll highlight three that are upcoming. First of all, Kimikomi, which is it's with fabric. It's almost looks like a painting, but it's quilting it's an artwork, a piece of framed artwork on foam, and you press the fabric in.
There's no sewing involved.
Yes, no sewing involved. Kimikomi with Jenny Berry, and that is on Friday, August 21st from 1 to 5. And then Copper Leaves with Dave Gonzo. And this is really cool. You make these, you dip these copper leaves and craft them into different articles. And he is a wonderful metal artist. He'll be out there at the Arts and Crafts Fair.
He's going to be there.
Yep. He did the pine cone that's on at the corner.
Isn't that
amazing? Yes.
I love it so much.
It even has pine seeds in it. Did you see that?
Yeah. So if you can actually, he's done copper bracelets. He's doing these copper leaves. And that is Saturday. And that's nice because if you work Monday through Friday, you can do these classes Saturday, August 22nd from 10 to 3:30. And then finally, Mixed Media Flowers with Amy Stevenson is also on Saturday, August 22nd, from 1 to 4.
I think that one got canceled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That one's not happening.
Yeah. She had a medical emergency. Oops. So,
but there are.
But she's going to reschedule.
She's going to reschedule that. Yeah. Okay. So you've got the Kimikomi or the Copper Leaves coming up. But there's also, in today's reader, there is a QR code and you can scan that. Or you can just go to artinsandpoint.org, our website, and look at all the classes that are upcoming. And they're so much fun. They're everything from painting to making a sculpture of your dog to wind chimes to jewelry making. I mean, there's just so much.
Yeah.
So anyway, we invite you to come and check that out. I've had a lot of fun in the classes that I've taken, and I don't consider myself an artist, but I've had a ton of fun creating the art, and then I've been pretty proud of the you'll surprise yourself. Is what
she'll
I'm
be opening a booth next year.
Yes, right. I'll be at the Arts and Crafts Fair. No, I will not be. But yeah, so that's something I'm very proud of that POAC has really put a lot of energy into.
And Jan Rust heads that up. She's the dean of the Joyce Dillon Studio.
Yes, that's what we call her. She's fantastic. She's really put her arms around that and made it happen. And we should say that, you know, that is thanks to a gift from Joyce Dillon, who passed away and left, funds to POAC because she believed in our mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how long has POAC been in existence?
Since 78 is when it officially became a nonprofit.
A nonprofit.
Yeah.
78. Yeah.
What was it before?
I think there was just a group of people.
Like putting on the Arts and Crafts Fair and maybe doing, performing arts. You know, Marilyn Sabella was involved in that. And Jenny Robideau.
Jenny used to do it out of her house, didn't she?
I mean,
that's where the first POAC office was.
Yeah, that's right.
So this Saturday and this Sunday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. And it's just great to just walk around. Mm-hmm. And there's something, I don't know about you guys, but there's something magical about being in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you're taking over the streets, and that's very empowering. And
I know, I was in Japan about a year and a half ago, and they do that sometimes. They'll just block off a street, what's normally a busy street with a lot of vehicles, and it'll just be open and I can't remember, they call it the something hour. It's in the afternoon, and it's just pedestrians, and you can just walk everywhere.
Just walk around.
There's something fun about that, about the fact that I'm walking around in the street, and there's no cars, and it's just, there's something fun to repurposing the street like that. I agree with you, Jim.
City Councilor Pam Duquette wants that to happen.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, I love that. It's great. I mean, when I came from Telluride and they did that a lot, they would just block off the street and the city council would say, okay, this is an ordinance, for the day. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'd like to know where you folks are at in terms of planning the schedule for 26-27, the performing arts schedule.
Oh.
Well, we have got it set. We've just got a couple other minute details that we need to figure out. But we do have our first show up and ready to go. And that is going to be Luca Stricagnoli at The Hive on September 18th.
Yes, and he was here a couple of years ago and nearly sold out the Panada. It was our most popular show I think we've had in the last few years. He is one of the best guitarists. Just look up, if you can't pronounce or spell his last name, just put Luca, L-U-C-A, guitar in your Google search and you will, or YouTube or whatever. He is fantastic.
He really is.
And in fact, Tone is wearing this little necklace that he gave her last time he was here, and it has three necks. He has a custom guitar with three necks on it, and he plays it, and it's just, it's astounding, really.
Yeah.
And every artist that we have come does a educational outreach, and the students were just amazed by him. He just blew
it. Could you hold that closer up to the microphone, Tone, so
people can see that? Go on YouTube and look for Luca guitar, and you will see it. You will see the three in that guitar. And he's a really wonderful human being, too. So we're looking forward to having him back. And then we do have our masterpiece ball also at The Hive on October 24th, featuring the Heralds IGA, but they call
themselves, super fun last
they,
year,
they call
one.
themselves like the Jackson Pollock band or something like that. They were they had paint suits that had splatters all over
Perfect.
Them. It was great. They got in the spirit of it. And then our other two shows in the fall will be Duende Libre.
Yes, and that'll be at the Heartwood Center.
Heartwood Center in November. And then the return of the professional Ballet Victoria Nutcracker. And that will be at the Panada.
On December 9th.
Yes, December 9th. So that's our fall. We do have the other season, mm-hmm. half of the season planned, but we don't know where all the venues might be. That there's a little bit sure. of movement there. So we will have a big press release coming out with all the dates, probably coming out within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And maybe have you folks come back.
Yeah, we'd love that.
And talk about the wide range of entertainment you bring in the course of a season.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything new that is totally different that you haven't done before, the POAC hasn't done before?
Well, we got Tap into Soul coming.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. This guy is fantastic. He's a tap dancer, but he also has the voice of, gosh, like a Lou Rawls kind of voice. It's just beautiful voice. And that's really great. And it's called Tap into Soul. Because he's a tap dancer, but he's also a soul singer.
And how cool is that?
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. I'm excited for that.
Yes, very excited.
That's going to be in April.
Yeah, definitely. And other people might remember the Lightwire Theater that came, and it looks like it's completely black, but the creatures look like they're all lighted up, and you can't really see the people behind the creatures. And so that's the Tortoise and the Hare, right?
Yeah, Tortoise and the Hare this mm-hmm. time.
Yep, we're doing the Tortoise and the Hare story. That was probably the biggest hit we had with families a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's fun.
It'll be good.
It's pretty amazing.
And we always do the Missoula Children's Theater. They'll be back. I'm not
Any
sure.
Any idea what they're doing?
No, they haven't told me which show we're doing yet.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have Alicia Brilla. She's a singer-songwriter. Fantastic. She's coming too. We have a lot of interesting things going on.
And if one wanted to find out more information, can one go online at?
At artinsandpoint.org.
Artinsandpoint.org.
Yes. Correct. And you can, and tickets for Luca on September 18th are for sale right now.
Yes.
You can go online and order them. You can come in. You can
also
come
in. And
it's
going to be fun. It's a fully seated event. So we're going to have tables chairs all set up in the hive.
In the entire
hive. There is some general admission seating under the balcony area. So there's about 70 seats where you don't have to purchase a table. You can just get a ticket and come in.
Yep. But if you want to get a booth or do, you know, those things that mm-hmm, you can do at the mm-hmm. Hive, you can also customize your experience that way. And that's going to be such a great show. And, you know, just...
It'll be fun for people to sit so close to him because, I mean, he's just so amazing.
You want to watch him closer up, you know. So we thought that would be a really nice venue to showcase his
Tickets will be available at the... POAC office this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You can buy them right now online at artinsandpoint.org.
And you could always call us too.
Yes. Yes.
And also one can pick up a map and a tour guide for artists' residence that is
the Arts and Crafts.
Arts and Crafts.
Studio tour.
Studio tour. Yeah, that's right. Labor Day weekend.
And Art Walk too.
Oh, yeah.
And Art Walk is still going on. And like, you know, and the way that you know that somebody else is on Art Walk is that they have a little sign in their window and it'll say mm-hmm, Art Walk, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. stop number, you know, whatever it is.
12 or whatever.
12. Yeah. And then you can pick up a map and make sure you've gone and seen all.
And you can
get
your passport stamped and you can win season passes to the Performing Arts Series if you... Turn it back into
the POAC
office.
Passport.
If you go to all of the different ones over the summer and turn it in by the 31st, right?
Yep.
Then you'll get a drawing and we'll be good.
Cool.
Yes.
It sounds like the POAC is a beehive of activity.
It is.
An artistic activity.
It really is.
There are a bunch of creative people down there.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, Tone and I both, you know, got involved. She's been the executive director since 2020.
Yes.
And then I came on the board, and both of us, over the past, you know, 6 years, have just been completely blown away by everything that POAC does.
So
you
much.
Know, including the educational programs like Kaleidoscope, you know, and that has been in the schools for, gosh, I don't even know.
Like 30 years.
And, you know, if you know, POAC didn't exist and provide that kaleidoscope program, it's art education for grades 3 through 6 in all of our elementary schools, then, you know, there wouldn't be any art education in the schools for these kids. So that's really fantastic.
The reason why I'm smiling is I'm thinking back on my Catholic grade school experience that if the class was good all week, you got art on Friday afternoon.
You know, a reward?
So, yeah, it was a reward. It was not like part of the curriculum. That art was something tacked on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we did not have art every Friday.
I was going to ask how often you had art.
Jim Healy was in those classes. Not that often.
Exactly. I was thinking, how often were you the reason there was no art?
Quite a bit. Tell me about a kaleidoscope. How long has that been in existence?
It's 30 years now.
Mm-hmm. 30 years?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it's volunteer teachers. We train the teachers, and they have a prescribed, like the curriculum is definitely, you know, an approved curriculum by the state of Idaho and all that. And it's interesting because the high school art teachers will tell us, they can tell the kids that have been through kaleidoscope and the ones that haven't when they come into their classes, because, you know, they learn everything from the beginning, you know, dimension and color and, you know, all of that. So,
Yeah. And in the third grade, they get a notebook, a journal, I guess, a portfolio. Anyway, they do all their lessons in that book throughout the year, and then we collect the books at the end of the year. And then when they move into the fourth grade, we give them their book back. So their book goes with them from third grade through sixth grade.
Oh, wow. Cool,
so they can see how much they've progressed over the 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lessons are the same for each of the grades, but it's a little more difficult, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they get to take that book with them. And
that's do fun. All elementary schools in the district participate in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. And so we have about 1,100 kids involved this year.
Wow.
And that's actually wonderful. We were asked, you know, we were asked to go into the west side of the West District too. So we're in
Priest River
now. Yes.
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 There's one lady over there that does all of the kaleidoscope classes over there.
Yeah.
Just one person.
Right. Yeah. So that was really nice that we got to expand into Priest River
for
too.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's great. But yeah, so, and then the other, you know, educational programs, we started expressions this year for teens, and that's after school teen art classes,
and that'll start again in October. We mm-hmm. have Randy Wilhelm is that used to teach art at the Lake Pondere High School. He's our instructor for.
I know Randy. He volunteers at the food bank on Tuesday mornings when I'm there.
Yep. Yeah, he retired from teaching from a long career of mm-hmm. teaching, and he was always everybody's favorite teacher. And so we convinced him to come out of the woodwork and teach art. So
we're excited to have him.
Yeah, he's loving that. And then we also have Art for Life, which is art for seniors.
Yes, over at the Senior Center. We have Carol Kowalczyk, who teaches that class.
Lots of busyness. We're going to have to play a song.
Hey.
And then welcome our second guest coming in. But we want to thank Tone and Dino for coming in and talking about, in particular, the Arts and Crafts Fair this weekend, Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4. Come out and support local art in the community, as well as maybe, do we dare say, Christmas shopping in August?
Yeah, you know it. You know it. You know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yes, thanks for having us, and we'll see you out on the streets.
Ladies, on this date, August the 6th in 1960, take a breath, Chubby Checker appeared on American Bandstand for the first time with this song that we all know, here on 88.5 KRFY, as soon as I can get my cursor arrow right there. Like this, Okay, that was the twist. Do you remember that, Carrie?
Oh, absolutely, I do. And American Bandstand?
You
bet.
Every
day I watched American Bandstand.
You and me both.
Yeah, baby.
And I did not know at that time that the twist was done previously 2 or 3 years before by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And it was a big rhythm and blues hit song. But Chubby Checker.
He didn't make it to the what was his name? Harold?
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
And I don't think he ever made it to American Bandstand. Thus, I did not know about it.
That was your filter, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. With us now, we have folks from the Sandpoint Senior Center. We have Wesley Tomlin. And coming in,
Jesse Vachon.
Jesse, how are you? And Jesse, your role there?
I'm the operations manager.
Okay, and what does that mean?
That means that I kind of take care of the day-to-day operations and running most of the programs and making sure that people are fed and happy.
Okay, and Wesley, your role?
I'm the vice president of the board of directors and a volunteer, which is an all-volunteer board, but also lots of other things that I volunteer for.
Okay, and we have both of you here to talk about what?
We're here to talk about a wine tasting event that we're hosting. It's a week from Saturday, August 15th. It's a lovely event. We're going to be tasting Mary Taylor wines, so all European wines. We'll have delicious appetizers for you. And it's all for the benefit of our nutrition programs at the Senior Center. I don't know if people are aware that we run the local equivalent of a Meals on Wheels program. We get partial reimbursement for that, but the rest of it is all fundraising.
Can you talk a little bit more about the Meal on Wheels program?
Well, if you are over 65 and you are unable to leave your house, drive, etc., you can contact the Senior Center and we'll put you in touch with people who will qualify you for the program. And then we deliver meals Monday through Friday. I'm looking at Jessie here. This is her ball of wax. And this year we just added Priest River and the Priest River area to our service area. So we cook the meals and deliver them out to Priest River, and then they have volunteers that distribute the meals as
and,
well.
And do you have any idea of the numbers, number of clients served?
I don't know about the number of clients served. Jesse?
I can help with that. Well, for instance, Priest River, we send 100 meals up there every week, and there's about 20 people that are on that route right now. I actually have it written down. We sent out about 450 frozen meals on our routes every week, and that is about an additional 100 people for that we serve. That's just home delivered. That doesn't include our in-house meals.
We're on track this year to serve in our facility or through home delivered meals about 25,000 meals this year.
Wow. You said it was a Meals on Wheels-like program, but it's not technically Meals on Wheels?
Not.
Is that because of funding mechanism or something like that?
Meals on Wheels is
a franchise.
A franchise, okay.
Oh. We are not part of that franchise.
Interesting. You buy into it?
Yes, there's a fee.
Just so you can be called Meals on Wheels.
Yes, and it could be helpful. It is a very recognizable program, but we are running our own program the way that we prefer to run it, which is a great program.
So you talked in terms of somebody calling in or contacting you in some manner to qualify for the program. So what constitutes qualifications for home-delivered meals?
You need to be homebound, and that means that it doesn't necessarily mean you can't leave your home, but it does mean that you have great difficulty in getting out and about or that you need assistance. Need to be 60 and over, and you need to be unable to prepare your own meals. So if you have a walker, that right there is a really good qualifying factor, because it's very difficult to prepare meals when you have a walker or a cane, or you have difficulty just moving around your own home.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And it's not income qualified, which I think is important, but we pride ourselves on, we'll feed you if you can, whether or not you can afford to pay. And that sort of gets us back to our need to fundraise on a sort of constant basis. But it's solely based on your ability to prepare your own meals.
So no means test involved.
No. Which is okay. Great, because we can reach a lot broader audience.
Sure, sure.
Okay, this is an event on Saturday, August 15th. That would be a week from this Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. At the Sandpoint Area Seniors Center, 820 Main Street. And you can make reservations. I'm going to say it's a phone number, 208-263-6860. And it's a wine tasting, Mary Taylor Wines, Sip, Savor, and Support Seniors. Boy, does that alliterate.
That is great alliteration.
Great alliteration. I like that.
I imagine you could go into the center and make a reservation too, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So you can phone, or you can...
We're open.
Drop by and make a reservation.
We're open 8 to 3 and till noon on Fridays. So we'd love to have you pre-register. It is less expensive if you pre-register for this.
Significantly.
Yes.
$15.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't say anything because of our license. We cannot say prices on the air. Did you know that, Carrie?
Oh. Yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah, but you two
that
can.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you folks can. Jess and Wesley can, but we can't for some little quirk in our license.
But I could make observation this $15 cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really interesting. You learn something new every day.
Well, I guess I'm allowed to say the price then. It's $60 if you pre-register, $75 at the door.
Per person.
Uh-huh. And that will get you a tasting of 6 different wines. And I think they will be very, very nice wines. And we will have a very nice presentation of appetizers. That's what hors d'oeuvres. That's what I'm personally responsible for on this event is the food.
Ahead of the time hints at what hors d'oeuvres?
What's your favorite?
Well, what's my favorite is probably going to be the Caprese skewers, the little skewers. But what other people might like, and I personally am not fond of, is smoked salmon.
Okay.
And we'll have a big mezze platter. We're having going to have desserts with a dessert wine. It's going to be lovely.
What fun. Now, this goes towards meal deliveries. What other services does the senior center provide?
We provide a lot of services, and Jesse can talk more about this, but basically our mission is twofold. One is to make sure that every senior who needs a meal gets a meal, but also to deal with social isolation in senior populations, which is a very grave thing. And, you know, our population, a lot of them live alone. They're widows or widowers. They come into the center for lunch. They stick around to play games. We have, what else can I talk about? I personally am responsible for the bridge program. If there are any bridge players out there, we'd love to have you come on Tuesdays.
We also have Bunko and Pinochle, and we do art classes. There's a really cool weaving class that they're doing right now. I'm kind of excited about. I know Wesley really enjoyed that.
Is that through POAC?
It is through POAC.
They were just here before you.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, perfect timing.
They run a variety of classes through the year at our senior center. So it's really a place where people can come just to get out of the house, many of them, and to be with people that they meet at lunch, or if we have a healthy volunteer community, we'd love to have more, of course, but they socialize with each other, go to the art classes. Excuse me.
So what does the census tell you about the number of people 60 and over in Bonner County? Do you have that number? I mean, what's your potential market?
It's huge. It's huge. I don't know
the potential
of that, but I recently did a thing where I looked up, and the average age in Bonner County, because we serve the entire county, the average age is 48, mm-hmm. which is 10 years older than the rest of the state. So, I mean, it's really, if you think about it, we start our services at 50. So I think we are, you know.
Oh, I thought you started at 60.
That's for the home-delivered meals
program. For the home-delivered meals. Okay. But to be a senior in Bonner County means you're 50 or over.
Oh, my gosh. I have to consider my son a senior now.
And what do you consider yourself,
Oh,
Carrie?
My gosh, I'm not saying. How about you, Jim? We're the same age.
Oh, that's right. I have a tendency to forget. But no, all the stuff that I've read about aging and longevity, do not underestimate socialization.
Correct.
You know, and how important that is in terms of
health,
mental, physical and mental, and everything mm-hmm. across the board. We're going to have to say goodbye to you guys. Thank you so much for coming in. One more go round. And let me see if I get this correct, because I like to say it. Uncorked, sip, savor, and support seniors. Whew. Okay, and this is at the Sandpoint Area Senior Center at 820 Main Street. This will be on Saturday, August the 15th from 3 to 5. And you can register by calling 208-263-6860 or go there in person and see what the center looks like. Anything in conclusion that I've missed?
Well, thank you very much. And we hope that we'd love to see both of you and your partners or whomever.
Cool. Cool. All
right. Sounds okay. Like a wonderful event.
And it goes
towards. Hope
you make
a lot of money.
You bet. For meal deliveries for homebound seniors. Can't beat that. We're going to play just a little theme song in the background, and then Carrie and I will, after we say goodbye to Jess and to Wesley, thank you so much for stopping by. We'll do a few upcoming events, okay?
But sounds good.
This is the music that we play in the background, Count Basie with Lady Be Good.
Good interviews today.
Very much. Lots happening in our little burg.
This is true.
And
doesn't even cover the festival.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the festival.
Bad to the Bone was last night. And you, Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria. Absolutely. George Thorogood and the
Destroyers.
Destroyers. And tonight is
opened by Robert Cray Band, though. He was
excellent.
Awesome, as always. He's such a good performer. So talented.
And tonight is Midland.
Midland.
But Carrie and I want to say thank you to the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force for bringing Sophie Poldermans to the not only to the station, that's whom we interviewed last week, but the talk at the First Presbyterian Church that afternoon. She talked about three teenage heroines in the resistance in the Netherlands during World War II.
It was absolutely fascinating.
Totally. I could have had her continue talking on and on. But thanks to the bottom, you know, it's events like this and like the wine tasting come up and the arts and crafts fair that this is a vibrant community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, if you didn't get a chance to hear the interview live last week with Sophie, it's podcast on KRFY.org.
I Jack is gone, and I have put it in a place where it can be podcasted.
Oh, okay.
But I don't.
It may not be picked up yet.
I don't have that skill set.
Okay.
You know that.
Well, keep checking. If you didn't get a chance to go hear her at the First Presbo, you really want to listen to that interview. It was absolutely fascinating.
And a couple events coming up this afternoon. I'm going to be, there is a food drive at Super One today, and I don't know the exact hours, but I'm going to be there from 4 to 6 in the little entryway to Super One. The food bank needs your support, and it does such a worthwhile service it provides to clients. And if you go there between 4 and 6, you'll have a face behind the voice.
He's the one with the beard, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm going to get streamers put in it this weekend.
Shimmers.
You bet. What else is coming up?
Well, tonight is Sister, do they pronounce it Sadie?
Sadie. Mm-hmm.
Sister Sadie. They are a famous all-women powerhouse band based out of Nashville. Grammy nominated, IBMA sweeping grand old Opry starring force that will light up the Panada with their bluegrass sound. Looks like an awesome event. That's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Panada.
And doors open?
Usually an hour early. An hour before the show.
And you can get tickets online or at the door.
Correct.
Okay. And as if you don't have enough to do this weekend, as many options, there is the Bonner County Rodeo.
Yes.
Get ready for the annual PRCA and WPRA Bonner County Rodeo on Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, 4203 North Boyer. Gates open early each evening, with the main event starting at 7:30 both nights.
And I read something interesting on the Alternative Fact website of Facebook that somebody was complaining about $77 tickets. Well, apparently there's scammers out there selling $77 tickets to the rodeo, when in fact it only costs $26 to go to the rodeo, mm-hmm. and you buy them from the fairgrounds. So buyer beware, get the proper ticket.
Absolutely. And it says, this action-packed weekend showcases top athletes competing in heart-stopping bull riding, lightning-fast WPRA women's barrel racing, and jaw-dropping roping events. Whoa, jaw-dropping, heart-stopping, action-packed.
And EMS will be on site.
I don't know if my heart can take it. To ensure guest safety and fast entry, the outdoor arena enforces a strict bag policy, which can be seen at ticket purchase. For full details and update, visit Sandpoint Bonner County Rodeo. That's all splished together, .com for an unforgettable, jaw-dropping, action-packed, heart-stopping Western experience.
Yep.
And that sort of winds down our program, Carrie.
Festival, POAC, Rodeo, Sister Sadie.
As always, Carrie, it's good to have.
And just a little heads up. August 17th and 18th, 18th and 19th, Tuesday and Wednesday, is the Carmina Burana being performed by a community choir and orchestra at the Panada. Tickets on sale now through MCS or through the Panada. And yeah, I am advertising that because I happen to be singing in it.
And fill some people in. What is the Carmina Beer Honor? Weren't they drinking songs?
Oh, it was drinking and religion and everything all from packed
the Middle Ages.
Yeah, it was written in the 20s or 30s, but it's about that time.
About
yes.
that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you sing?
I sing with other people. Yes, I'm not a soloist. I'm a good choral member.
Okay. And are you
I'm an alto.
Tenor? Oh, you're an alto. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. And
so you'll be up on the stage?
I'll be on the stage. It's only an hour performance, 7 to 8, on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, Jack will be back next week, and we'll be sure to mention it.
Absolutely.
Sandpoint. And so, Carrie, going to say goodbye to you. And
yes, thank you.
But you'll be back mid to cover for me, mid September. I'll be going to a football game.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm looking forward to the season.
I am too. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have Bird Note, Buff-Breasted Sandpiper. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. Thank you so much for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY.